One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com.
This message is titled Love, Hope and Faith.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I want to read verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. I know in your old King James translation you have charity. Is that right? That's the word you have there. How many of you are using the old King James translation? Okay, many. These are the children of King James. Huh? But now abided faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Yesterday we said faith means that you believe in Him. Hope means that you reach out to Him. Love means you are valuable to Him. Love means that God cares about you. In 1 John chapter 4, first epistle of St. John, chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 7. Somebody made a good song out of it. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. You know it? Yeah. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. He didn't say God has love. He says God is love. Do you know, it's not too many people who know that God is love. Not too many people know that God is love. A lot of people know Him as a God of judgment, who has set one day aside in which He's going to judge the whole world in anger. But God is not judgment. God will judge the world, but God is not judgment. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. And He has a good plan. And His plan is working. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We were having a discussion, was it a few days ago? Was it yesterday morning? Something. We were asking questions and just looking through some things. And one of the questions we looked at was, sometimes people say, why did God allow the devil? Did God not know from the beginning that man would commit a sin? When God made Adam, did God not foresee that Adam would sin against Him? When God planned to make the world and everything that He created, did He not foresee that Satan was going to rebel and work against Him? So if He did, if He knew, why did he still let these things go on? That was one of the questions we looked at here. So, why did God go ahead? He knew ahead of time that Satan was going to make this mess of things. And why did God go ahead? Why didn't he just do something about it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the wonderful question. Let me tell you, he knew that the devil was going to make a mess of things. And he decided to make sure he solved the problem. Are you hearing me? Now, if you are wiser than God, then I know that you will know better than God how to solve such a problem. And you can offer him an advice. Hello? So I'll try to give you his telephone number so you can call him on the telephone and answer it and solve the problem for him. But here it is. See, God knew ahead of time that the devil was going to make a mess of things. He knew. He saw it. He knew that if he made Lucifer, Lucifer would turn into a devil all by his own design. He knew that if he made Adam and Eve, they would sin against him. So God said, I've got to do something about it. Can I tell you something? He did. He did something about it. He solved the problem. He looked at all the options and he took the best one. And the best one is what is happening today. So, stop asking, why didn't he do something else? You would think, okay, now, since he knew that if he made Lucifer, Lucifer would turn into a devil, and so, why did God go ahead and make him? He knew if he didn't make him, since he has decided to make him, that would be a defeat. Because he had got an idea, and I can foresee that my idea is going to be messed up, and I don't go further. That's failure. But then he says, I see this was going to happen. Because I'm going to give them a free will. You see, they have to be free moral agents. If it's a man must have a free will. Man is a free moral agent. He has the ability to think and decide for himself. If he cannot decide for himself, he is not man. Can you see it? So God saw. Because he's given him a will. He's going to be like God. God can think for himself. God can decide for himself. Now he's going to make another one. Who can decide for himself. And think for himself. And do things for himself. Only that he would be under God. Because the creator must be greater than the created. But he foresaw that the created, being given his own free will, one day will go a different way. So God made a plan. How he's going to arrest things and put everything into shape. And that is exactly what he did. Now if you don't like what he has done, you must be wiser than God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Love, Hope, and Faith.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us in social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now. The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, Love, Hope, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
God can think for himself. God can decide for himself. Now he's going to make another one who can decide for himself and think for himself and do things for himself, only that he would be under God. Because the Creator must be greater than the created. But he foresaw that the created, being given his own free will, one day will go a different way. So God made a plan how he's going to arrest things and put everything into shape. And that is exactly what he did. Now, if you don't like what he has done, you must be wiser than God. What do you think? If you don't like the way he chose, you must have a better idea. How many of you have a better idea? I want to know. How many of you here have a better idea on what God should have done? I'm going to count five for you to answer. After which I'm free to assume nobody here is wiser than God. One, two, three, four, five. Was that too fast? I tell you something. The Bible says the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Even in God's most stupid state, if ever there was such a thing, he's still wiser than men. Hallelujah. So you see, God knows how to handle things. And he already had a good plan, and he's handling everything in the perfect way, the best way possible, the best way that he has chosen. Glory to his holy name forever. Amen. So, he said, love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God is love. God is love. God is love. I want to read verse 9 to you. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. I said, faith means that we believe in him. Hope means that we reach out to him. Hallelujah. Hope means that we reach out to God. Faith means we believe that what he's done, he has done. What he says he has done, even though we do not see it. I always remember the story of the man who was crippled, and he was a Christian, born again, child of God. And he was in church Sunday morning, and he came with his crutches to give his testimony. And he stood there with his crutches, and he said, brothers and sisters, can you see what the devil did to me? And the pastor was sitting on the platform behind him, and he stepped down the platform and put his hand on his shoulder and said, brother, next time you talk to the people, tell them what God did for you, not what the devil did. He said, I will when God does something. He said, you mean he hasn't done anything? The man said, no, look at me. Yeah, pastor said, when I look at you, I see what the devil has done. He said, come, look here. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. By whose stripes you were healed. He said, I didn't see that before. The pastor said, I didn't think you did. By whose stripes I was healed? Yes. He looked at it again. He said, I was healed? So why am I like this? The pastor said, good. That's the problem. So why are you like this? God cannot lie. If he said he healed you, he healed you. And the man said, so if God healed me, then I am healed. He said, better. Then he said, folks, see what God did to me. By whose stripes I was healed. He didn't look healed. He carried his crutches and he still wobbled down, you know, back to his seat. And he said, guess what? I was healed. And if I was healed, I am healed. And he went to his seat. The service closed. And he was going home. He told the folks around him, I am healed. And he said, looked at his legs with his crutches. Yeah, you sure were. He got to the boss and got into the boss and greeted the folks there.
guess what? I am here. Didn't look here.
He said, what's going wrong?
He said, I am here. And he sat down. The bus was going. They got to the bus stop. And then he said, bless the Lord, I am here. And then I said, I am here. He just lost his step and he fell down. His crutches went one way and he went the other way. Oh, sorry, no, I am here. And he tried to get up. His two legs went straight. He was healed instantly. Why? Faith means that you believe in him. Hallelujah. Faith means you believe in him. Hope means you reach out to him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We showed you the other day on TV a man who was in the program Total Experience, sitting at the back, only hoping for a miracle, not knowing how to believe in God, not knowing the scriptures, not knowing what to do. Couldn't understand much English, but he was there. Had an accident. His bone was broken. He said when he came for the meeting, his leg was shaking like that. It refused to set properly. They tried to help him in the hospital, and they hadn't succeeded much. In terrible pain, somebody invited him for the meeting. He was sitting at the back. While he was there, a sister came and prayed for him in the meeting. And the brother came and prayed for him and asked him, you believe? He said, I sure do. He said, today, God will heal you. He will throw away his crutches and you will walk without them. Soon enough, the anointing of God came over him. The power of the Spirit of God came upon him. I tell you, there's virtue in hope. He took his first step. It carried him. He was shocked. Took the second one. The bone was strong. He couldn't believe it. And walked all the way to the platform, carrying his crutches and dancing and giving God praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope is a great virtue. And love means you are valuable to him. That God cares about you. He cares. When you're given up, God cares. Reverend Thomas was telling me about a man who was sick for 5 long years. And they had given up on him. They didn't think he could get better. But while we're having the program in Benin, his brother carried him on his back and brought him for the program. And there, the power of the Spirit of God came upon him and healed him. And he walked. He was healed completely. I remember a young girl who was watching a television program. She was partially deaf. The young girl in Ondo State, I understand, from Ondo State. She was watching the program, partially deaf, and the devils tormented her. She was in such terrible state. The devils drove her crazy. And she began to grow abnormally. But while she was there, watching the program, the anointing of God came upon her. She fell under the power, far away in Ondo State. She was watching atmosphere for miracles. She fell under the power, and she was there a long time. The devils went out of her. She was healed instantly. The mother took her all the way to Benin City. Guess what God did for us? She had to tell the story. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today.
I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.